This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
In A.J. Hinch's case, it's nice that he got a new deal, but did you really think he was going anywhere?
No.
At no point did it occur to me that, oh, A.J. Hinch might leave.
This was from March of 2016. He got an extension and more money, right? What was the extension for? Was it a two-year extension? It's pretty
obvious. His contract ran through next season.
So they didn't want him to be a lame duck manager. I guess that makes sense.
But at any point, did you think they weren't going to re-sign him?
No.
Owen Daniels has been with us now for several segments. Do you see something in guys where you say, you know what, if he could just figure this out, he could be a really good player?
I've seen guys like training camp, offseason, like, man, like, I don't know about this guy.
I guess Kareem Jackson comes to mind.
You go back to Glover Quinn. People were on him. They didn't like what he was doing. He had some tough times and turned into a Pro Bowl player.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and I would say hour number three, but it's half hour number three, and we're already to the end of the first segment because we went over with Owen Daniels, and that's okay, though. That was fun. Great dude. It's fun to have him on again. If you missed the first 2 hours, he was a big part of it. Go check it out, podcastarena.com. You can also check out all the other stuff that we do. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And, guys, we're out here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. Come on out. We'll be here for another, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll be here for a little bit longer.
Yeah, because
I'll have to finish my burger.
Yeah, that's going to take you a while. So come on out, and then tomorrow, please come join us at Carbach. That's going to be fun.
Yes, it will.
Just like today was fun.
This is a good day.
This has been a good show, man. It's been guest heavy. It's been more guests than we usually deal with, but sometimes I like doing shows like that because I think we got good stuff out of all of them.
Two possessions, two punts in the New Mexico State-Minnesota game.
Okay, so our under
three,
so far?
3 minutes, 39 seconds in.
Okay. I'd feel better if it were 6 minutes, 39 seconds.
Fred.
I don't mean to be greedy, but yeah.
Yeah, take what you can
No, because I followed you on that under. The more you talked about it, I'm like, okay.
Well, it's 0-0, 3.5 minutes in. So
it was 49.5 when I bet it.
I know. It went up. It jumped up. I got in too early. I made a mistake. But you never know. I figure once
especially week one, man.
Once the news gets out that this is a true freshman quarterback.
Well, I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me.
People are going to hammer it. Yeah. And I was wrong. People just hammered it the other way. So I'm hoping for a 7-3 final. I don't care who wins even.
Okay, so you know what we need to do? You know, let's do it when we come back, John. We'll do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. But
I've also got a list of the 14 teams that actually have a chance to win the playoff.
Can we make that the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day?
And combine things?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
That's cool.
It's our show. All right, I got to tell you guys about my computer career. Ryan, back in May, was a stay-at-home dad. That job doesn't pay that well. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his IT career doing something he loves. He's driving a company car and making a good living. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
Unseen, she wakes and gets a dinner.
is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And if you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore, it can be a car, can be a truck, can be anything. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. If it's been sitting in your driveway and you're thinking, hey, man, I need to get this fixed and I need to sell it or whatever, well, donate it to Texans Can Academies because they're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 gift card. Be the next Blitzer to step up and do a good thing because they take that money and they help kids graduate who wouldn't have had a chance to graduate. They take in kids who've dropped out and they give them another chance. And so you can help. All you have to do is go to carsforkids.org or give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One more segment. Can I make an observation?
Sure.
I don't know what airline this is staying here, but the flight attendants.
It's hot flight attendant airlines.
Oh, my God. It certainly aren't the airlines we fly. I can just tell you that.
I know that for sure.
Goodness gracious.
There must be like some airline that only hires good-looking women to be their flight attendants.
It's got to be like for like really rich, even richer than you.
Yeah. Because the flight attendants that, on the flights that I fly,
oh,
they never look like that.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Yeah. These are like nines and tens.
They got hired by a dude 100%. 100% their interview wasn't with a woman.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It was with a dude, and they were like, you know what? I think you'd be great for this job. And kudos to that airline.
I don't know the airline. I wish I could fly it, but it's probably out of my price range.
Yeah, it's like Jet Purple or something. It's fancier than anything I know.
That's got to be like Lufthansa or something. Hey, I'm going to get
Iceland Air.
Yeah, New Zealand Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either New Zealand Air or it's Qantas.
Yeah.
Qantas never crashed. Okay, I got my movie reference in. All right, Toyota Center is excited to welcome two of the world's greatest rock bands, Journey and Def Leppard, with two shows, win a pair of tickets to see this massive co-headlining show featuring complete sets and all-new production from both bands and an arsenal of their hits, or as it says here, an arsenal, at Toyota Center Monday, September 3rd. Don't miss this legendary show. For more information, log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Caller number 20, you are going to see Journey and Def Leppard. I have one more giveaway that I have to do, but you know what? Let's do the Zadok Jewish Gem of the Day, which is your...
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So there are 19 teams, according to ESPN Analytics, that have at least a 1% chance of reaching the playoff. 14 of those have at least a 1% chance of winning it all. You curious about these guys?
Yeah, I am. I kind of think I know who they are, but that's all right.
Well, let's hear it. I always play the guessing game. Let's have you play the guessing game.
All right, so should we go by conference?
Well, yeah, I mean, go from who you think has the highest percent chance to the lowest.
Well, Alabama, obviously.
Alabama's actually two.
Okay.
They've got a 14% chance to win the title.
Clemson's probably the one they have won.
Number one, 24%.
You know what? I don't think there's another team in the ACC. I think it's just Clemson. They probably have
their.
They might put
is
Florida,
one other
they might
ACC
put Florida
team.
State on there.
Nope.
They might put Miami.
Miami, 13th.
But I don't really think they have a chance.
Chance to win the title, 1%.
Yeah. SEC, I'm sure they have Alabama. I'm sure they have Auburn. I'm sure they have Georgia.
Georgia is number three with 13%. Auburn is ninth with 3.6%. And that is all from the SEC.
And that's what I would have figured. Big 12, obviously OU will be on the list.
Seventh, 4.1%.
Ooh, that makes me wonder how many other Big 12 teams would be on there.
There are zero other Big 12 teams on the list, so we'll go ahead and put that one to bed.
Okay, so Big 10, I would say Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, maybe Michigan State.
Ohio State, sixth with 10%. Penn State, eighth.
Forgot Penn State,
with 4%. They're the second favorite from the Big Ten.
Yeah, I'm not buying Penn State stock, but I see why they have them there.
Sparty, 10th with 2.6%. Wisconsin, 11th with 2%. And Michigan, 12th with 1%.
Okay, so that I was almost right. I missed one team there.
That leaves 14, 4, and 5.
So that leaves us with the Pac-12, right?
And one other.
One other. They probably put UCF on there, but I don't
nope.
see it.
No?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah. Number 4.
Oh, give me a break.
10% chance of winning the title.
Pac-12, I'll go Washington, Stanford, USC.
Well, there's just two of them, Washington and Stanford, okay. So you're right. The five teams that had a chance to make the playoff, Texas, Mississippi State, USC, Oklahoma State, Florida State.
All right.
That's your Zadar Jewelers Gym of the Day.
That's our show. I want to thank Owen Daniels. He was great. Brad Powers was great. Christopher Harris was great. John Lee was great. A.J. Hoffman was great. That was okay. We'll do it again tomorrow at Carbach. Come on out. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.